This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Having a desk of one's own is becoming more and more rare in the American workplace for those who go to a workplace. A survey out this week from Morgan Stanley finds about a third of office workers in the United States say their companies have introduced what's known as hot desking. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
The term hot desking is thought to stem from a military practice called hot racking, where service members working different hours might share the same bunk.
You don't have your own bed because you work in shifts and you just show up and sleep wherever anything's available. And yes, it is warm.
Dror Polig is author of the forthcoming book, After Office. He says the idea is the same in the workplace.
So the desk remains warm because there's always somebody there.
These days, only about half the desks in offices are being used, according to Ronald Camden, one of the authors of that new report from Morgan Stanley. He actually spoke to me from a hot desk. And he says if employers can get workers to share the same desk, keeping it hot, so to speak, they could save money by using smaller offices.
They're going to see an opportunity for cost savings if they can sort of reduce their space.
Camden says companies could put those savings towards renting more desirable offices, say near public transit hubs. Also, hot desking lets employers see what areas of an office workers want to use. Again, author Dror Polig.
You can just see that, you know, some areas are avoided altogether. So you can ask yourself, wait, why aren't people going here? Does it smell? Is it too hot? Is it too bright?
Hot desking means people only have some control over where they work. They might end up in a noisy section of the office when they want to concentrate. They also have to schlep everything they might need with them, laptops, files, snacks. And they might be far away from their close colleagues. Manju Adikesavan has researched hot desking as a PhD candidate at CUNY.
People really struggle if they don't have their team workers close at hand, and it actually defeats the purpose of being in an office.
She says some employers divide up flexible workspace by team, so a close colleague is more likely to be one hot desk over. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.